Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Tomorrow night marks the 15th year of Culture Night, and this year it'll be like no other. The programme has been totally reimagined, with online events and virtual tours taking place, as well as some limited capacity live performances. One of the many pieces on offer is Disappearing Ballymun, a self-guided audio tour taking you through the ever-changing landscape of one of Dublin's most famous urban towns. Our reporter Della Kilroy has been there.
This is Ballymun. The beating, thumping, twitching, living heart of the North Side. On the screen, this is a place of dirty faces, bleak landscapes, towers and towers and towers. This is not the Ballymun you imagine you saw. This isn't the real Ballymun either, but this is my Ballymun. Let's take a walk.
That's the voice of Afric Ní Uaireach, a young writer who grew up in Ballymun. She was commissioned by Culture Night to create Disappearing Ballymun, an audio tour capturing the spirit of the community. It starts at the local library.
So we're standing outside Ballymun Library, and the tour starts here because it's one of the essential parts of the community, but it's also right on the edge of where Ballymun starts. So it's on the corner of what's now known as Glasnevin Avenue, which was once known as Ballymun Avenue, but it changed its name. And it changed its name because there were negative connotations seen with Ballymun. So a lot of people think they know what Ballymun's all about, and they have a preconception that comes from media, films and books that always show it as being kind of gritty and dark. And we want to show kind of the brightness, this new side of Ballymun. We've lost the towers, we've lost that reputation, we've shaken it off. We have amazing things happening here now, so it's kind of an area of Dublin you might not know that well. It's time to come out and get to know it.
One of the first stops is artwork at the local secondary school. Hastens us
across the road. This is Trinity Comprehensive, the comp. If you peek through the bars, you can see Mishnach, a giant horse mounted by a former student. This statue was going to go on to the famous Metro North line, a thing that has been spoken of many times. If Ballymun is full of legends, the Metro North line is a myth, one that many still believe in. This is one of the first stops on the tour, and it's a piece called Mishnach by John Byrne, and it represents so much about Ballymun, kind of the old reputation and the new movement. This is an area that continues to produce new musicians, it continues to produce some of the best rappers in Dublin, and I suppose, yeah, it's just a highlight of the culture that's everywhere.
Along the busy main road, the tour continues past the Garda station, documenting the ever-changing landscape.
Past the Garda station. Those familiar words, "The suspect is being questioned at Ballymun Garda station," seem so familiar because of the activity the airport brings. This was Europe's biggest regeneration project. But was it Europe's most successful project? We keep walking past new buildings pushed up against old buildings. Part of me wonders if Ballymun is disappearing.
Looking outwards from Ballymun Plaza, Afric reflects on the new accommodation built in recent years.
So, well, we're standing here opposite, it's a local hotel that does, unfortunately, hold a lot of people in temporary accommodation. And right opposite that, they're building brand new student accommodation. And they've actually built over 500 units of student accommodation, which is something that's difficult, I suppose, to comprehend in an area where you feel we need more social housing. So there's a lot of contradictions, and there's a lot of modern Ireland to be seen in one single spot, I think.
With Afric, I met Jer Kellett. He helped with the audio production for the walking tour and shared his memories growing up in the community.
Yeah, I have so many memories. Like, where we're standing now, my flat block was literally about 100 yards behind us. So I've so many memories of this area. Just the memories that come to mind is just the community feel. Like hanging over your balcony and talking to your next door neighbours when the football was on, or getting the gossip. Like, we hadn't got Facebook and stuff back then, really, so the gossip came through the balconies or passing each other on the stairwells, and the amount of kids that played, like at one point on a Friday night you could have like 40, 50 local kids from the flats playing like Bulldog or just old games like that. And whether we have the flats or whether we have the houses, there is still a communal aspect there. Obviously it's just a little bit less now with the flats gone, because we were living all on top of each other, so we were like seeing each other every day. And now when you move out to your house, you kind of see those people less. And now with the pandemic, of course, we're kind of all restricted even more so, but we're all kind of going through similar struggles and similar issues and stuff like that, so we can all relate to each other. So the communal aspect of Ballymun, I don't think will ever go away.
Like, a lot of my memories are actually all of us blocking the Ballymun Road because the lifts were broken again. And we come together and support each other, and we always fought for something better. And in lots of ways, that's happening now. And in other ways, we still need to keep fighting. We need to keep fighting for the next step of Ballymun to make sure it continues to grow as a great community and that we get all the resources that we need. But yeah, Ballymun has changed. Ballymun, the people, they haven't.
That's nice. Stella Kilroy reporting in Ballymun there. You can find out more about Culture Night on culturenight.ie.